Anyway, let's get started. So thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie again, and thank you for talking to me. Let's talk about these demonstrations on the M25 by Insulate Britain. They are very determined, and they are being arrested, and then they're starting back to, they're just coming out and then redoing it again. What tactics do you have in your armoury to control this?
So, yeah, as you say, the police have been out there arresting, and Surrey Force have been particularly proactive in that, actually, in terms of arresting very, very quickly. And for a number of offences, there's obviously obstruction of a highway, there's public nuisance. On Friday, they were painting the roads, so you've got criminal damage. I think now the real key is going to be working with the Crown Prosecution Service in getting some of these charges actually taken forward. Because although the police can arrest, it's really for the CPS to sort of push that side of it. So speaking frequently and working very closely with the CPS. And it is incredibly frustrating for our officers when they arrest people. They arrest, we detain, we put them in custody, and then they're released. And as you say, they come back again. And that's so frustrating for police officers who are being diverted from their sort of neighbourhoods and their normal jobs all around the county, and having to focus on these protesters.
How long can you hold them in custody before you have to let them out?
Well, it depends apart on the offence and what the CPS do, but it's less than 24 hours usually. So it's very frustrating. And some of the offences that they're committing are not actually imprisonable offences. And that's incredibly frustrating as well. So I think one of the issues is about speaking wider to the Home Office and speaking to the government about looking at sentencing guidelines as well, and making sure that some of the offences, do carry tougher penalties, because, you know, the world is moving on. Sentencing guidelines obviously have to keep up with the world as it is. And when we're seeing people doing things like this, but they're not facing any sort of real serious deterrent, and they are incredibly motivated, then I do think that's a point at which the government and the Home Office and the Department of Justice, Ministry of Justice, have to step in and look at what is appropriate in these particular circumstances. So I think it is that multi-agency approach. It's making sure that everybody's working together to stop it. Because I do think that, you know, although I think we all agree that climate change is a very, very serious issue, I do think these protesters are absolutely tone deaf if they think that they are winning fans or friends amongst the Surrey public. All of the communications I've had around this from members of the public, and obviously, you know, within the police force and wider, are that this is just incredibly disruptive. And, you know, doing it on a week where, you know, the Prime Minister has just landed in New York to talk about this very specific issue about climate change, is trying to bring world leaders together. And the UK is really leading the way on this. You know, this government is really, we're really, really leading the way on this issue. And I think that when you look at all of the other problems that we've got going on, you know, you've only got to look at the gas and energy industry at the moment, and the problems and the crisis that they're facing. And that's an industry I used to work in. I know those people very well. I know how hard they work. And people therefore are worrying about their gas bills this year. They're worrying about rising food prices, around the cost of living more generally, particularly after we've just come out of a huge crisis, still coming out of a huge crisis, that is COVID. I think it is utterly tone deaf of protesters to think that the answer to this, or the Surrey public, will in any way thank them for holding people up, getting to work, getting to medical appointments, seeing friends and family after it's been such a difficult 18 months.
They seem to think they're galvanising public support. I don't know where they get that from. They seem to think they know they're going to be the talking point in pubs and everybody's going to say, yes, we support them. Nobody's actually asked them, and it came to mind when I heard about it. They've all got mobile phones with lithium batteries. They're probably not all driving electric cars to get themselves to these vantage points to create these protests. China is the biggest polluter of the world. How do they think that? I know we want our homes insulated. There are lots of things we want to do. We want to do carbon capture. We want to have renewable energy, tidal energy, now obviously nuclear energy. Yeah. What do they think this protest is? What difference do they think this protest would make on our little, on a whole world, you know, process?
Yeah, and all they're doing is producing, from what I can see, an awful lot of hot air. And you also think about their actual tactics and what they're doing in terms of, you know, stopping motorway traffic, where you've got a load of traffic in relatively small areas with their engines turned on, polluting further. I mean, it seems like an utterly ridiculous tactic. And so I do wonder, you know, what they think they're doing. I think it's incredibly selfish. You know, they are, you know, it's the attention seeking nature of it. We all care about this issue. The government clearly cares about this issue. Large organisations and businesses care about the issue. As a Surrey police force, we care about the issue. We're doing everything that we can, you know, to try and make sure that we're as sustainable an organisation as possible. So, yeah, I just think it's incredibly tone deaf if they think that the Surrey public are on side here.
So what you're trying to do is actually be able to make these jailable offences, you have to get the Crown Pass Reclusion Service behind you so you can actually enforce tougher penalties. And obviously, if you do those, yeah, these people that have sentences, it will affect their ability to get a mortgage in the future. If they get their ability to rent houses, it will really have a much bigger impact than just locking them up for 24 hours and sticking them out again, and then they can carry on reoffending without having a criminal offence against them.
Well, that's it. Criminal damage is an incredibly serious offence. And if, you know, if convicted of criminal damage, you know, obviously it carries potentially a prison sentence. And as you say, you know, it goes down on your record. I certainly wouldn't want to be looking for a job with a conviction of criminal damage on my record.
No,
so I couldn't do my job. I mean, I literally would be barred from office if I had criminal damage.
Right, you can't actually be part of any profession. I was a pharmacist, my husband an optometrist, neither of us could practice with those sorts of
records. Yeah, and police and crime commissioners are barred from office for having any prisonable offence against our name.
So, future, are you going to have police officers sort of going around the M25 to see if you can nip these demonstrations in the bud?
Well, I mean, I've driven this morning from Junction 11, where I come on, through to Junction 10, where I come off the A3 to get here to Guildford. And there have been police at each junction and on the bridges overlooking since sort of 7 o'clock this morning, certainly. And I'm sure they were probably out there long before I was. So the police are taking an incredibly proactive approach to this, and will take, you know, a zero tolerance approach if we see any, if they see any protesters attempting to obstruct the roads.
So you're out there ready to stop them now before they get started?
Absolutely. I'm trying to prevent, because I think that's the answer. We don't want them to sort of get on the roads at all if we can help it. We definitely want to prevent them getting there at all, and just, you know, stopping Surrey residents and other going about their daily lives.
Absolutely. It's everybody wanting to get to work and to keep the economy going, and they're doing the worst possible thing they can. Anyway, thank you for that.